The minister, who was represented by the Federal Controller of Works in Osun State, Mr. Ezekiah Kende, said government was committed to addressing critical infrastructure across the nation's tertiary institutions.
The government wants the students to enjoy infrastructural development. Most importantly, the road. You know, we have a lot of infrastructure. We have that which is power, but the main concern is the road, which the federal government has made sure to intervene, because we have this road, they were in bad condition. They were head road. They were head road and not motorable.
He said to deals. 18 of the 43 roads across universities, federal polytechnics, and colleges of education had been completed. Mr. Fashola explained that the federal government's commitment was born out of the conviction that quality infrastructure was fundamental to building an academic environment where scholarship thrives. He said while it was true that a lot still needed to be done in any sector of the country's national life, the Buhari-led government has stepped up to lead the process of getting work done. The minister added that the gap of the infrastructure needs was steadily being bridged by a gradual process of repairs, renewal, and construction of major highways, which has now reached the school.
All that will still come.
In a remark, Director of the Federal Polytechnic, Dr. John Adekolawole, commended the federal government for the construction of the road. Represented by the Deputy Director, Administration, Alhaji Isiaq Adelabo, Dr. Adekolawole said the road was not motorable before the intervention of the Federal Ministry of Works and Housing.
We are all happy that the Federal Ministry of Works and Housing have assisted us in constructing 2-kilometer road in our campus, and we are all happy. You can see both students and staff, we are all in joyous mood. This road, as you are looking at it, was not motorable prior to the intervention.
Students of the institution who were present during the inauguration said the road will ease their movement to their classroom. The president of the student union, Mr. Kwasim Majibade, paints a vivid picture of the experience before the construction of the road.
We need the campus, you understand, so and I will just urge the federal government to do more. We are trying.
The students expressed renewed enthusiasm with regards to attending classes because the defective road has been restored to more travel status. There are 2 kilometers road cost the federal government a total of 180 million naira. From Oshogbo, Adeniton Akinola, Radio Nigeria.